That Harvai, as always, was delicious, Charlian said with simple sincerity, several hours later, as the servants finished clearing the dessert plates. You spoil us shamelessly, you know, you and all the staff, which is probably why we appreciate you all so much. Thank you. And please pass that on to Mistress Barr and the rest of the kitchen staff as well.
Of course, Your Majesty.
Sir Harvai Falgrain agreed with a smile and a deep bow. Falgrain, the palace's major domo, saw to it that its organization ran with the sort of smooth efficiency any military command might have envied, and few could have attained. Given the identities of the Emperor and Empress's dinner guests, he'd taken personal charge of tonight's supper to make certain nothing went wrong. And he was obviously pleased by Charlian's compliments.
And now, Caleb said, I think we can take care of ourselves for a while, Harvai. Just leave the bottles on the side table, and we'll ring if we need anything else.
He smiled as he spoke, and Falgrain smiled back. Then the majordomo bowed once again, this time a more general courtesy, directed at all of the diners, and withdrew. Caleb watched him go, until the door closed behind him, then returned his attention to his and Charlian's guests. In some ways, many ways, if he were going to be honest, he wished there were only two of those guests, not three. He supposed they could have insisted this would be a working supper, to which Princess Olivia was not invited. In fact, they'd started to do exactly that. But then they'd thought about it a bit more, and realized just how unwise that might have proved. First, it would have been uncharacteristically rude. He and Charlian would have regretted that, but they could have lived with it. Unfortunately, Olivia Bates was a very, very smart woman. If she'd been excluded from the invitation, and something happened to Narmon, she was more than capable of asking exactly the sorts of questions Narmon himself would have asked. It was entirely possible she'd get answers to them, too. And even if she didn't, turning her against Karis would be only marginally less disastrous than turning Narmon into an enemy would have been. Second, though, Narmon and Olivia, in their own ways, were at least as close as Caleb and Charlian themselves. The steadying influence she exercised upon him grew out of that closeness, the strength of that commitment and love. Not telling her after they'd told Narmon would put the portly little prince in a position just as invidious as Caleb's had been before Charlian finally learned the truth. And on top of all that, it was distinctly possible that telling both him and Olivia at the same time would make it easier for both of them to accept the truth. Neither Caleb nor Charlian were entirely happy with the decision they'd finally reached, but in the end, it had been the only one they could reach.
Well, if Merlin's right about both of them, it's not going to be a problem, Caleb told himself yet again. Of course, Merlin would be the first to admit that he has made a mistake or two along the way.
Speaking of which,
why don't you come over here and join us, Merlin? He invited, looking over his shoulder at the tall, blue-eyed guardsman standing just inside the dining room door.